From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Dr. Ronell Cook, the superintendent of schools in Catskill, announced on October 10th that, and I quote, an employee in our elementary school has tested positive for COVID-19 virus, end quote. Because the case was spotted over the holiday weekend, Cook did not announce what complete measures the Catskill School District would take. Catskill schools are delaying the start of hybrid in-person instruction that would have started on Tuesday, October 13th. Online instruction will continue at least through October 14th, and the school will make further announcements soon. Catskill announcement comes from an uptick in COVID-19 cases in Greene County, including a case in the Greenville schools, in the Greene County office building in Catskill, and in the Greene Correctional Facility in Coxsackie. Columbia County, meanwhile, announced 3 new cases on October 11th and 4 on October 10th. Albany County confirmed 16 new cases on October 11th. And the Troy Record reported that the Albany County Department of Health says they have been flooded with calls from people asking about the COVID-19 outbreak at DePaula Chevrolet at 785 Central Avenue. The dealership closed October 10th through October 20th. And in Greene County, because of the outbreak, officials announced last week they did not have the testing capacity to test anyone, just those that came in contact with someone with coronavirus. The New York Post reported Governor Andrew Cuomo announced October 9th that now the New York State Department of Health will provide 400,000 COVID-19 rapid test kits to local governments, hospitals, and other healthcare providers. The test gives results within 15 minutes without the use of a lab, and local governments must request the kits. Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, these rapid test kits will allow healthcare institutions throughout the state to quickly and accurately determine COVID-19 spread, control outbreaks, and keep families and communities safe. Further, the state is taking precautionary steps to ensure localities are providing rapid testing for schools that are nearby communities that have seen recent upticks in cases and are offering in-person instructions, end quote. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Tourism Board has been presented with a trial offer from a nonprofit producer of solar-powered glass pods that provide warm outdoor seating. The solar-powered enclosures, called privy pods, are produced by Solify in 3 different sizes that can accommodate from 2 to 10 people. They are transparent with solar panels on the roof and made entirely of recycled materials. The proposal made by Solify spokeswoman Anna Lippincott included a 1-month trial. Hudson would receive 5 mid-sized 6-foot-by-8-foot pods to use for a month at a cost of $11,000. City officials would decide what the pods are used for. Tourism board member Matthew McManus encouraged the company to bring a more detailed plan to the board. A board member, Tamar Alder, suggested they hold a special meeting to address the plan. Columbia Economic Development Corporation President and CEO F. Michael Tucker shared concern over the cost of the pods and says he does not see them working out for individual restaurants, but does not want to completely turn down the idea. Common Council President Thomas DiPietro said the city will consider ideas to help local businesses. Mayor Kamal Johnson, who was not present at the board meeting, said the idea is worth looking into. Editors note, DiPietro and Johnson are WGXC-FM volunteer on-air programmers. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the impact of the coronavirus pandemic continues on daily life in the Hudson Valley. The state's August traffic and revenue comparison report shows people are driving 16.55% less than during the same month the year before. There were more than 4.8 million Hudson River crossings reported this year compared to 5.8 million last year. The Kingston-Rhinecliffe Bridge measured the largest decline in traffic during that period with a loss of 18.05%, followed by the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, which lost 17.51% of its traffic. Traffic fell by 16.48% on the Mid-Hudson Bridge, by 15.94% on the Bear Mountain Bridge, and by 11.13% on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. Total revenue increased by 8.35% as a result of the toll increases. In the first 8 months, the Bridges earned $5.6 million, compared to just under $5.2 million in 2019. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Emily Burkhard is reporting for WNYT-TV. A Berkshire County man has been arrested and charged with setting fire to a display of support for the Biden-Harris presidential ticket in Dalton, Massachusetts. The display was created out of painted hay bales and located on North Street across from Holiday Brook Farm. The farmers set it up late in the day, October 8th, and in less than 24 hours, it was in flames. Dalton police charged Lonnie Dufree, 49, with burning personal property. Kate Pike, a farmer at Holiday Brook, said, and I quote, "You don't ever expect it to happen in your backyard, and you certainly don't expect it to happen in Dalton," end quote. She added, and I quote, "I actually was driving home and saw that it had been vandalized, so I pulled over to see what kind of vandalism had been done to it. It looked like someone had poured something on it, like coffee all over it, so I actually stopped and took a picture. It looked like graffiti, and the police were able to use the timestamp from that photograph," end quote. Police said they believed the substance resembling coffee was motor oil. When that failed to ignite the bales, Dufree allegedly returned again. The farmers were able to save some of the bales, which they rearranged over the weekend into a new campaign display. The police investigation of the incident is ongoing. And you can read the full story at WNYT.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. The local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.